Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and I hope you guys are ready to learn.
Hi everyone, my name is Peter, and we've got a great show for you today. Our topic is weather.
And our title is Big Storms. Big Storms. Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday the weather was not too bad, but a big storm is coming. We also learned that flashlights are important to have just in case the power goes out.
That's right. And today we will continue to talk about storms. But before we do, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Ben warned everyone about the storm. It's bad. The wind speed is about 50 miles per hour. People should watch out for falling tree branches. There are floods on some roads, too. People should not drive through the water. They don't know how deep it is. Their cars could stop, but the storm isn't a typhoon. Those are worse.
Oh no! Falling branches and floods? This storm sounds dangerous.
It does. Whenever there is a big storm, it's best to stay inside. Most likely, you will not have to go to school or to work because of the big storm.
Yeah, your boss will probably call you and tell you to stay home. It's better to stay safe inside than outside during a big storm because you can get really hurt.
Yes, and we talked about preparing yesterday and we'll learn more about storms today. So let's get started. Here's Jack with our key words.
Hello, 负责报告气象的 Ben 今天对大家提出暴风雨的警讯。Ben warned everyone about the storm. 动词 warn 就是警告、提醒的意思。这次暴风雨的风速会达到一小时大约50英里。The wind speed is about 50 miles per hour. 速度就是 speed. 行人要小心吹落的树枝，树枝就是 branch. There will be falling tree branches.有些道路甚至会淹水，名词 flood 就是泛滥淹水。There are floods on some roads. 开车的人不要强行开过淹水的路段，因为你不知道积水到底有多深。形容词深的就是 deep. You don't know how deep it is. Rob 说还好这不是台风，因为台风会比这个更强烈。他说I'm glad we're not having a typhoon. 台风就是 typhoon.
Now let's hear from our weatherman. Ben, what's the weather like outside?
We're having a big storm. The power is out in some areas of town, and there are floods on some roads.
So you should avoid those roads?
Yes. Don't drive through the water.You don't know how deep it is.
Your car could stop.
Yes, and that can be dangerous.
Rob and Ben are talking about the weather in the studio. Ben tells Rob that there is a big storm outside.
Yeah, I heard the power is out in some areas of the town, and there are floods on some roads.
Floods. Oh no. So there is water covering the roads. The people in the town won't be able to drive.
Well, they won't be able to drive on those roads. Floods are caused by heavy rain. And that can be very dangerous, especially if you are driving.
Yeah, one time I was watching the news. They were talking about a really big flood. It was so big that cars were floating on the water.And people were in boats, trying to help other people.
So yes, our friends should avoid these roads. You shouldn't drive through them because you don't know how deep the water is. It could stop your car and then you're in trouble.
Yeah, you know, when I think of the word deep, I think of the ocean or a big pool. If you can't swim, don't go to the deep part. Stay where you can touch the floor.
Well, we talked about rain, but you can also talk about snow. In my hometown, it snows a lot, and the snow can get very deep.
Yeah, it snows a lot in Colorado. Well, we learned in our conversation that driving through the water can make your car stop, and that can be very dangerous.
We've talked about the word dangerous a little bit, but let's talk about it some more. Marie, what are some things that are dangerous?
Fire. Fire is very dangerous. If you get too close, you can burn yourself.
Knives can be dangerous too. Those are in your kitchens. You want to be careful when you use them, or else you might cut yourself.
Yes, and we don't want to do that.
That's right. So the weather can be dangerous. And I think the storm Rob and Ben are talking about is dangerous for people in this town.
Yeah. All right, let's find out more about the storm and what it's like. Here's conversation B.
What's the wind speed right now, Ben?
It's blowing about 50 miles per hour. Everyone should watch out for falling tree branches.
And falling trees.
Yes, and other things. A strong wind can blow a lot of things around.
I'm glad we're not having a typhoon.
True. The wind is much stronger in a typhoon. I'm glad we don't have them here.
In conversation B, the first thing Rob asks Ben is, what's the wind speed right now? And Ben says it's blowing about 50 miles per hour.
Well, let's talk about this word speed. It means how fast something happens or can go. You can say, the train is moving at high speed.
That's right. When you drive a car, you should watch your speed. That means to be careful that you don't go too fast. If you drive your car at a high speed, that can be a little dangerous.
Yes, it can. Well, right now, the wind speed is 50 miles per hour. Everyone should watch out for falling tree branches. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
因为这次的风很强，所以Ben提醒大家一定要注意掉落的树枝。 Everyone should watch out for falling tree branches. 动词片语 watch out 就是叫人小心的意思。你可能常常听到有人说 watch out， 这就是我们生活中常常说的小心。它后面可以加介系词 for， 变成 watch out for something， 表示叫人要小心某样东西。比如你在人多的地方要特别小心身边的小孩，别把他们撞倒了。watch out for the kids， 如果说 watch out for the broken glass， 就是小心碎玻璃。你也可以说 watch out for the man in black over there， 小心那边那个穿黑衣服的人。Thank
you very much, Jack. So let's practice together. Watch out for the cars on the road. Or maybe you are camping. I love camping. Watch out for the wild animals.
If you go hiking in the mountains, watch out for falling rocks. Friends, try making a sentence on your own. You can do it.
So the people in this town should watch out for what? That's right, falling tree branches. A tree branch is part of the tree. Some are big and some are small.
Yeah, outside my bedroom window, I always see birds sitting on the tree branches.
So our friends need to watch out for these falling tree branches. The strong wind that's moving very fast can blow a lot of things around.
Well, like Rob said, at least they are not having a typhoon. Typhoons are strong and very powerful storms.
Yes, that's right. Typhoons can destroy a lot of things. you should always stay inside during a typhoon. Always.
That's right. In some countries in Asia, there are many typhoons. At least Rob and Ben don't get them where they're from.
Oh, that's right. Well, friends, we've learned a lot, and I think it's time for us to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Typhoons can be very dangerous, and you always have to be careful. Peter, when you lived in Asia, did you ever experience a typhoon?
Oh, yes. I have experienced many typhoons. Sometimes the wind is strong and the rain is heavy. But all my friends get excited about eating instant noodles.
Oh, really? Well, I guess you can have fun and eat good food during a typhoon. Okay, friends, let's learn more. Here's conversation C.
Did you have any trouble getting to work today, Taylor?
No, the storm wasn't too bad when I left for work.
It's bad now. Listen to the wind.
I'm glad Ben warned everyone about the storm.
Me too. The wind is really blowing hard.
I hope people who don't have to go out will stay home.
Yes. Too bad we couldn't stay home.
In conversation C, we meet Susie and Taylor. Susie wants to know if Taylor had any trouble getting to work today.
And no, she didn't. She didn't have any trouble because the storm wasn't too bad yet.
Oh, that's good news. Let's talk more about too bad. This basically means it's okay. Something wasn't really all that bad. You can say the test wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I think you're expecting it to be worse than it actually is. I went to the doctor's office, but it's okay. It wasn't too bad.
Oh, that's a great sentence. All right. Well, when Taylor left for work today, the weather wasn't too bad, but it's bad now.
That's right. It is bad now.
It's bad now. Peter, that's today's calendar phrase.
It's bad now.
It's bad now.
现在很严重.
The storm is really big.
Yes, it's bad now.
The rain is heavy.
Yes, it's bad now.
The wind is blowing hard.
Yes, it's bad now.
Good thing we have a big umbrella.
Oh, no! Our umbrella blew away!
It's really bad now! Help! Help! Help!
It's bad now.
It's bad now.
现在很严重.
That was a fun calendar phrase. Susie says, it's bad now. Listen to the wind.
It's a good thing Ben warned everyone about this storm. Everyone knows about it, and hopefully they prepared for it.
Yeah, warn is a good word to learn. If you are cooking on the stove, you should warn others, especially children, that the stove is hot. Tell them about it first.
That's right. It's saying something like, be careful, don't touch this. That's how you warn someone.
I warn people who want to go hiking in the hot summer. I tell them it's really hot and it's not easy.
So in our conversation, Taylor says, I hope people who don't have to go out will stay home. Let's learn more about this sentence with Jack.
Taylor 说, I hope people who don't have to go out will stay home. 这个句子那么长，该怎么看才容易懂呢？通常你要先抓出句子里 附属或是修饰的子句，像这句，你若是先把子句拿掉，就可以看出其实它的基本架构就是 I hope people will stay home， 希望大家能待在家里。而修饰 people 的子句就是 who don't have to go out， 所以 Taylor 是希望非必要出门的人可以待在家里。这样看句子是不是容易多了呢？我们来看看类似的句子。I hope people who are poor can have a good meal。 这个句子先看 I hope people can have a good meal， 我希望一些人可以好好的吃一餐。是哪些人呢？ Who are poor 是贫穷的人。再看一句， I hope people who like our music will come to the concert。 换你了，试试看分析一下这个句子的结构吧。
Thank you very much, Jack. So there is a storm happening. People who don't have to go outside should stay home. Don't you agree, Marie?
Yes, I do. You don't want to take any chances. Staying indoors is much safer than being outside during a storm.
That's right. Well, friends, we have learned a lot today. Now it's time for us to review all those key words that we talked about today.
Here's our first key word of the day. Warn. Warn. Gus warned everyone about the bad food.
Speed. Speed. What's the speed of the train now?
Branch. Branch. A bird sat on the tree branch.
Flood. Flood. The rain caused a flood in the park.
Deep. Deep. How deep is the water here?
Typhoon. Typhoon. Typhoons are very bad storms.All right, friends, those are your keywords. Make sure to practice at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Now let's hear from our weatherman. Ben, what's the weather like outside?
We're having a big storm. The power is out in some areas of town, and there are floods on some roads.
So you should avoid those roads?
Yes.Don't drive through the water. You don't know how deep it is.
Your car could stop.
Yes, and that can be dangerous.
What's the wind speed right now, Ben?
It's blowing about 50 miles per hour. Everyone should watch out for falling tree branches.
And falling trees.
Yes, and other things.A strong wind can blow a lot of things around.
I'm glad we're not having a typhoon.
True. The wind is much stronger in a typhoon. I'm glad we don't have them here.
Did you have any trouble getting to work today, Taylor?
No, the storm wasn't too bad when I left for work.
It's bad now.Listen to the wind.
I'm glad Ben warned everyone about the storm.
Me too. The wind is really blowing hard.
I hope people who don't have to go out will stay home.
Yes. Too bad we couldn't stay home.
Wow, this is a big storm.
Yes.Ladies and gentlemen, the weather monkey warned you.
Wow, the wind is so strong.
Yes, wind speed is high. Watch out for falling branches.
Ginger, that's silly. Whoa, I guess it's not silly.
And there is flooding on some roads.
Oh no, can I drive through it?
No, you don't know how deep the water is.
Oh true, the car might stop.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, be careful. This is a big storm.
This is a typhoon.
No, typhoons are worse.
Oh, Ginger, how do you know so much about the weather?
I am the weather monkey.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, what are your hobbies, June?
Oh, I like different things. I like reading.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I like riding my bicycle.
Oh, me too. I also really love swimming. Do you enjoy swimming?
Well, no, I don't like swimming.
Oh, well then, I guess I'm happy because I don't either. I mean, I think swimming is terrible, and that...
I'm glad you don't like swimming!
Yes, I'm glad that you don't like swimming, because I don't either.
But you just said...
I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence for today is, I'm glad that you don't do something, or simply, I'm glad you don't do something. And you said, I'm glad that you don't like swimming.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I will wait. I will wait for you to give me this super sentence in another way. June, do you think you can?
Okay, sure. I'm glad that my parents don't travel too much.
I'm glad that my parents don't travel too much. Super! Benny, do you have another super sentence for me?
I'm glad that we don't have a lot of homework today.
I'm glad that we don't have a lot of homework today. Super D. Duper! Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great! And now, I must go and tell others this super sentence.
So, what did you say, Benny?
Well, I'm glad that you don't like swimming, because I don't like swimming either.
But you just said you really love swimming.
Well, I used to like swimming. Then I found out that you don't like swimming. So now I don't like swimming. Just like you.
How old are you? We talked a lot today about storms and typhoons. You know, Peter, after a typhoon or a storm, the outside of your house or outside does not look very nice.
Well, there are fallen tree branches and a lot of damage. And I think we can all help each other clean up. Maybe you can help your neighbors clean up the messes after a big storm.
Oh, that's great. And I think our neighbors will feel better, too. All right, friends, we hope you had fun today. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.